And you are listening to KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Mid-Missouri's source for in-depth news, diverse talk, and music of the world. It's more than radio. It's your community radio coming to you live 89.5 FM on the dial and streaming live on the web at kopn.org. My name is Mike Hagan, and this is Open Mic Radio. We're going to start things off with a song from Blackwater, and this is called Blues Man.
I'm tired, my soul very tired. Cause I'm sold my soul to a demon in a bottle for my rock and roll. The devil's on my trail, cause I sold my soul to a demon in a bottle for my rock and roll.
All right, you got it. That's called Blues Man, and it's a band called Blackwater. You're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, and it's about 5 minutes or so, I don't know, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on Friday, November the 2nd, and great stuff there coming from Blackwater. It's a group of young musicians who we'll be hearing a little bit more from this morning. We've got a few bands that we're featuring this morning on the program that are going to be playing next Wednesday at Rose, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But before I get too deeply into the program, I would like to say a big thank you to the wonderful Sarah Catlin for sitting in for me last week. I was up in Illinois, but I was able to listen to the show from up there over the web, which is really cool, actually. And I sat there with my mom and my dad, and we listened to Sarah talk with Violet Vondahar, and it was a great program and some great music, and even got to hear a new one from Violet and the Undercurrents. So thanks very much, Sarah. That was awesome, and I appreciate you doing it. And next time I'm out of town, now I know where to go to get my replacement. So anyway, also the week before that, we had the Daves were here. Paul Weber was here. Justin Hickerson, and that was a blast. So if you heard the program 2 weeks ago, a lot of fun. Thanks to the guys for coming down. And a great show at Cafe Berlin that night. I guess it was Friday night 2 weeks ago. And Paul Weber and the Scrappers played along with the Daves. And I forget who else was there, but just great stuff. And sure, good music coming out of these parts in the last little bit of time. All right, so like I said, today's program, I'll be featuring music from some of the bands that are playing this coming Wednesday at Rose. It is, I think they're billing it as the, I should turn these mics on, by the way. They're billing it as the Hickman Academy of Rock, I think, right? That's part of it. Hey, what's up, man? And so anyway, that's coming up on Wednesday. And the band that I opened the show with, they're called Blackwater. They'll be playing there along with a band called The Adaptation, another band called The Sweaters, and there are two other bands. The Spoonfeeder is playing. I tried to find some music from them. I wasn't able to. I probably should have contacted them a little bit earlier. But anyway, we've got some music coming up from a lot of these bands that are going to be playing next Wednesday at Rose, and a bunch of Columbia's finest young musicians, I must say. Blackwater is a band I've been familiar with since sort of early inception. They've been a number of different bands along the way, the Blue Hearts Club, and I guess some of the members kind of share with the band White Lodge. Hey, Eli and Luca, by the way, hello. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Do either one of you guys participate in White Lodge, or is that a completely different project?
I participated in it up until our bassist left for college, and I was the drummer. Right now, we're on like a break of sorts. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I played drums in that.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I've got Luca Morpoga. And Eli Marshall with me, a couple guys from Blackwater. Luca plays the drums, Eli plays the bass, both of them extremely well. And I got another young man that just walked in, and I'm not even sure who it is.
Kyron.
Bradley Snyder.
Kyron Pemrose, all right. And so, Kyron, you're with the band
The Adaptation.
All right, why don't you go grab that mic there with the green stripe on it. You can slide over, you can stand up, either way, man. All right, cool. I appreciate you coming down. I know these guys pretty well, so I'm going to have to talk to... Is it Kyle?
That's Kyron.
Kyron. I'm sorry. Okay. Kyron Penrose. I've got some of your music here that we're going to play here in a minute anyway. All right. Are you... Pull that right down by... Right, don't be afraid of that mic. Get right down in front of it. Okay. You're a local guy, Kyron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Columbia native?
Yeah.
All right. And you go to school with these guys?
Yeah, I go to school. Yeah, both of them.
All right. So everybody hears from Hickman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the program that's happening Wednesday night is featuring all bands from the Hickman Academy of Rock. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm aware, yeah.
All right. And how connected is that to Dark Room Records?
Well, they're both, like, musical.
Grab that mic and get close to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're both, like, they're both involved in, like, music of across the high schools. They're not the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, different people run them. But they're both kind of, like, oriented towards music. So they kind of have that common goal in mind. So I guess when they do things like, you know, like concerts or like album release parties, they sort of go in together.
Yeah.
And yeah, that always seems to be the case, at least.
All right. And that's what's happening Wednesday, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think it's also associated with QP's Demand Action, which is a new club.
Yeah, what are they demanding action of?
Gun violence.
Uh-huh. Like gun control and that kind of thing. I'm honestly not a part of it. I don't know exactly what goes on.
Well, I mean,
I talked to them about that yesterday.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, because I asked what it was for, because I knew that this was like a showcase, but they have that every year. But then they said that they added this into it for it to be about gun violence, and then they also have Moms Demand Action, which is like a big thing all across. It's like a big organization, I think.
Are the moms playing as well?
Yeah, they're coming up. I know they have a drummer, four saxophones, and...
Really?
Whoa.
No, I'm just joking.
Oh. That's going to be incredible.
I was like, hold on a second.
I got a saxophone, a theremin...
Oh my god, that's funny. Yeah. All right, Kyron, so music background real quick. Are you a drummer? Are you a guitar player? What do you do?
I play guitar and I sing.
Play for guitar, the adaptation. Sing for the adaptation.
But, yeah.
How'd you get into music? Have you been doing it for a long time? Or
Yeah, I've been playing since I was pretty little. But then I played and I sang. I played ukulele a lot. And then I started playing guitar when I was in 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I started this band... a little over a year ago. I thought my homies were going to be here with me today. They didn't. They weren't able to come.
We thought so too.
But yeah, so yeah, I started this band, and then
what's the makeup of the band? Time.
I started out as a drummer named Terry, and he goes to Hickman.
Okay.
And he played a drum set that was like a child drum set in my basement, but then it just was covered in water and like really broke and gross and moldy, and so there was like a tom, a kick drum you could hit with the drumstick, and then like a broken snare, and then it slowly evolved into now it's a bass. I play acoustic and sometimes electric, and then another kid plays, his name's Jack, and he plays electric guitar, and then Nick plays drums. And sometimes we're trying to get a cello in there with distortion on it.
Nice.
Yeah. All this right. Recording that you're going to be playing that only has two people. Because, oh, and maybe the bass too.
That's one called Love Seat, right?
Yeah, we recorded on a 4-track in my bedroom.
Okay. All right, well, I think that's a good time to play this. We're going to hear one from Kyron Penrose. P-E-N-R-O-S-E. And if you want to hear this, actually, you can go to SoundCloud and look for Kyron, K-Y-R-E-N, last name Penrose. And the band is called The Adaptation. And we're going to hear a song here called Love Seat. And you're listening to it on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan, and this is Open Mic Radio. We've got Eli and Luca and Kyron in the studio with me. And if anybody else is out there, I mentioned to some of the other band members, if you want to give us a call, I can get you in on the phone line, and we can put you on the air, and you can talk to your mates here that are sitting here in the studio. Now, kudos to the guys that actually made it down into the studio, because they're skipping out on school, and you know, you can't really consider yourself a rock and roller until at least you blow off school a little bit. So it's like in true school of rock fashion, right? Anyway, one of my favorite movies with regard to rock and roll, but we're going to play some music here, and this one is called Love Seat. It's from The Adaptation, rock and roll from Columbia, Missouri. Listen to it on KOPN Open Mic Radio.
Dawn breaks and I can't bust him alone. But all my words in all the wrong places. Could have gone better, I could have gone home. Buddy, oh, I cannot say to make her stay. Now you take the boots on, and I'll take the love seat. Yeah, you take the boots on and I'll take the love seat.
It's called Love Seat from the band The Adaptation. Kyra, nice stuff, man. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
And that's on the web at SoundCloud. What do you guys do as far as getting your word out to other people? I mean, do you have your music up anywhere else, or do you have Facebook or Instagram or that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we have Instagram and Facebook, and we're starting to post on that more because I normally don't have a way of posting on there because I'm not really like attached to the internet too much. But
good for you.
My bass player is starting to do all that stuff, and he's real awesome. We also got a bunch of shows coming up within the next month.
All right. Yeah. And so Blackwater, have you guys ever performed with The Adaptation before?
Any times. Yeah,
really?
A lot. All probably right. Performed with them a lot more than anybody else, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit Eli in the face with a microphone.
Just throw it at me.
All right, well, that's going to be a fun show. So who else? There's a band called The Sweaters that's playing as well.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with them?
I worked in Rocheport, and they were there at the Donut Festival they had down there a few weeks ago, and I heard them playing. Weren't you guys playing that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I was working when you guys were down there, but
yeah.
I was when The Sweaters were playing. They were at, like, a park pretty close by where I worked.
Nice.
We played right before the Bernie Sisters did.
But, oh,
like,
really?
we got there, and we played the show, and then, like, within minutes of getting off the stage, it started pouring, like pouring, pouring, like while they were setting up, and I was like, no,
that's, I remember that. Like, I only worked like 2 hours that day.
Really?
Yeah, because there's like no one's gonna be here. You can just leave if you want, dude.
Yeah, when the weather gets like that, right?
Well, yeah.
Down there on the trail.
Mm.
All right, so we've got the Sweat. Now, what about, there's another band here that's listed called Mr. E. Wilco.
Oh, man.
I've never heard
that's,
of that.
Yeah, that's Ethan Sutton, and I actually have a class with him right after this. And yeah,
he's like hip-hop, or what's he doing?
He does like, yeah, it's like hip-hop, like electronic music. He does a lot of sampling stuff, a lot of freestyle rap over that.
Right on.
It's really, that's really cool. Interesting. A whole lot of, I'm not really sure how to describe it, but okay. Definitely check him out. He's really cool.
All right, and then the last band that's listed here is called Spoonfeeder. You guys familiar with them?
I have a class with their drummer.
Uh-huh.
Who?
Her name... I can't remember. It starts with an N.
She's in Violence of the Violets, too.
I think, or at least she was. I remember their very first show. Yeah. She was the drummer in there.
Yeah, I saw her back in the day at some of those darkroom shows, mm-hmm. back at Rose or at the Social Room, maybe, actually.
Yeah, I think their lead singer is like a sophomore or a junior or something.
Uh-huh.
I think they play like kind of like indie-ish type music. I don't want to like assign a label to them,
right,
you know.
Well, I was trying to find something. I couldn't find anything on the web. I didn't look for very long. I just tried this morning.
I don't know how long they've been around, actually.
It must be relatively short.
Like a year. Okay. They were in Como Girls Rock.
Oh, right. Really?
So I don't know if that's where they started, but I know that Lauren Stokes was, and she started there, or she didn't start there, but she played there, and I think she kind of started picking up from that, which is a really cool thing.
That's a great project, the Como Girls Rock.
My sister does that too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's you know, Phil Sean and Violet, and a lot of the local girls get involved with that, as obviously.
Oh, yeah,
but and there's some incredible, you know, male, female musicians all around this great little town of Columbia. Here, we're lucky that we have the musicians that we have, and you guys are included in that bunch. Let's play now. I'm going to play one by the Sweaters here.
Cellophane.
Anyway, the song is called Cellophane, and this is by the Sweaters. And if any of the Sweaters are out there listening, you can give me a call here at 573-443-8255, and we'll get you on the air.
Hit my line, baby.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
And anybody else, too, if you want to call and say hi to the guys, we'll open the phone lines here. Why not? 573-443-8255. In the meantime,
hi.
This one is called, I got the wrong one playing, but I still got the adaptation playing in the background, but that's all right. All right, this one is actually called Cellophane. This is the Sweaters, KOPN 89.5 FM.
You took the last train home from the weekend. I guess that's what I get for being your best friend. Did you fake the dirty look when I lost my card again? I'll make my way out of here,
like you said.
I'll make my way out of here,
in my head.
I'll make my way out of here. You get that face when you leap through the hallway, like I'm only ever alive on a day. Do you think that your eyes always melt my game face? So everything is better when it's wrapped in cellophane. I'll make my way out of here,
like you said.
I'll make my way out of here,
in my head.
I'll make my way out of here. We'll be right back.
I'll make my way out of here.
In my head,
I'll make my way out of here. I'll make my way out of here.
Like you said,
I'll make my way out of here.
In my head,
I'll make my way out of here.
All right, that one's called Cellophane, and that's the Sweaters coming to you live. Actually, it wasn't live this morning, but
yeah.
Somebody's calling in here. Maybe we'll say hello, see if we can get these guys on the air. Hello, who's there?
Hi, this is Ben Cohen from the Sweaters.
Hey, Ben, how you doing? This is Mike from KOPN Open Mic Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, thanks for calling. You got some of your mates here from school. We got Eli Marshall. I got Luca here, both those guys from Blackwater. And Kyron's here from the adaptation. We're talking about your show coming up this Wednesday.
What's up, guys?
You guys can say hi.
Howdy.
There you go.
Hello.
Hey, so tell me a little bit about your band. How long have you guys been together?
So the Sweaters have been together for like 3 years. We got together because we just kind of knew each other from playing at a music camp. And we play all kinds of stuff. We've been playing mainly like dark room shows and stuff, but we actually have a show on Saturday as well, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the KCOU 45th anniversary show at Rhodes.
Right, that's going to be a great show, too. I was telling Kyron to grab another set of headphones. Just tell him to grab a set of headphones in there, Eli. We're down a set, and everybody wants to hear you here. Are you guys local? Are you born and raised around here?
We are from around here, yeah. We've been playing in mostly local venues as well. I think the farthest we've gone is, like, Coal Camp, Missouri, which is out in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's the makeup of your band?
So it's myself. I'm on drums and I'm the lead singer.
Uh-huh.
And my brother is Henry and he plays lead guitar. And then Anders Harms, who is not my brother, he plays bass guitar and he sings as well.
Okay. And your local guys live here in Columbia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's you looking forward to? Have you ever played with the Adaptation or Blackwater? Or these?
Yeah.
All right, I guess you guys are all familiar, huh?
We have a history, you could say. we used to play, and we still do play, at a lot of the Dark Room and Academy of Rock showcases. And we've been playing those since really the Sweaters have been playing shows. So, yeah, I think we know each other pretty well.
All right. I'm watching as these other clowns try to get their headphones plugged in, and it's really quite comical. I should be doing like a live video feed, and then you guys could get a kick out of what's happening here behind the microphone.
It's not working.
Anyway, well, hey, that's a great song. I wish I had another one from you here. That's the only one that I found up on the SoundCloud, though.
Yeah, we have the Sweaters have a SoundCloud as well. With a lot of other stuff that we recorded, Should I Need You, but that not as good.
All right, well, I'm going to sneak over there, and maybe we'll play one more before the end of the show here.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in, and for everybody out there, we're talking to it's Ben, right?
Yep.
We're talking to Ben, and I've got Eli and Kyron and Luca here, and we got a big show coming up at Rose Music Hall on Wednesday, which is November the 7th, and that features all of you guys, the Adaptation, the Sweaters, Blackwater, Spoonfeeder, yep. And what was the other guy's name? Mr. E. Wilco.
Yeah.
So anyway, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm going to go down there to the show, so when I do, I'll track you down and introduce myself to you, okay?
Cool.
All right, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you, you too.
All right, take it easy. All right, that's Ben from the Sweaters, and we'll try to play another bit of music from them a little bit later in the program here. Let's see, I'm kind of halfway through the show here, so I need to talk a little bit about what else is happening this weekend. And you guys, your mics are on, so you're welcome to jump in if you like. Maybe you're familiar with some of these bands that we'll talk about. Rose Music Hall tonight, happy hour, the Fried Crawdaddies. It's always a lot of fun. You got Pete Skolka and his gang out there laying down some good... Well, we play lots of different kinds of music, but mostly bluegrass, I guess, in this particular form. So the Fried Crawdaddies tonight, that's happy hour about 5 o'clock. Maybe at Rose Park, probably not. The weather's about, I don't know, not going to be more than 50, 55 degrees today, so I'll bet you they'll be inside. So that's happening at 5 to 7. Then you've got the Bernie Sisters, speaking of some of the younger folks around town. The Bernie Sisters are playing tonight with Elliot Pearson and The Passing Lane. That's something that's being produced by Gaslight Studios, and they're calling it the Gaslight Road Sounds tonight. So again, that's featuring the Bernie Sisters with special guest Elliot Pearson. Anybody familiar with Elliot Pearson and The Passing Lane?
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I would be lying if I said that.
Yeah, they played out at Catfish Katie's a week or two ago, but I missed him. All right, then Saturday night at Rose, we got KCOU's 45th birthday bash, and I guess you guys are playing there or what? No. Oh, the Sweaters. Okay.
Yeah,
Ben was saying they were playing. Okay. So, yeah, that's tomorrow night, and again, that's at Rose, and you got Sissy Paycheck, It's Me, Ross, The Sweaters, Jay Wood, and Cousin Trent.
Yeah, It's Me, Ross is really good, too.
Is that right?
I know It's Me, Ross. I recorded saxophone for him on his most recent record, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. What's the style?
A lot of stuff. I mean, the particular song I did was like a bossa nova kind of thing, but, I mean, most of it, I don't know, his music's pretty diverse.
Yeah, all right. All right, so check that out maybe tomorrow night. That KCOU show ought to be pretty good. All right, tonight at the Blue Note, you've got Interstellar Overdrive. That is the Pink Floyd tribute, and if you think it's cheesy, it's not. It's actually really good. They do a hell of a job. They've been doing it for years, and my friend Ruth Acuff used to sing and do some stuff with them. I think she's out of town right now, but regardless, Interstellar Overdrive, that's always a lot of fun if you like Pink Floyd. And then tomorrow, boy, this is one that I am certainly hoping to see, Pokey Lafarge at the Blue Note. If you're not familiar, Pokey Lafarge and the South City 3, incredible musicians out of St. Louis. And familiar, Kyron?
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they do sort of a old school, I mean, it's almost like Scott Joplin style music, you know, something that you'd hear from the 20s and 30s. But Pokey and his band, just fantastic. They'll be at the Blue Note. Two-Bit Steve opening for them tomorrow night. That's Steve Anziger and John Galbraith. And
John Galbraith.
John, incredible.
That's one of my best friends.
Yeah. Oh, that's, is it Corey?
Cole,
that's right, Cole Galbraith. In fact, John Galbraith will be here right where you guys are a week from now. He'll be on the program next week. Nice. They've got an album release party next Saturday for the John Galbraith 3. They have a new record out. It's a great record, and Cole actually plays some of the horns on the new record.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, he does that a lot.
Yeah, so that's the John Galbraith 3, and they'll be doing a album release party next Saturday. We'll talk about that with John next Friday. He'll be here on the program, and I'm really excited to have John Galbraith here. He's an incredible musician, one of the hardest working guys around. He's got all kinds of different projects. He plays all the time. He's also a working man and a father, and one of the most skilled guitar players in Missouri, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Remarkable guitar player. And so, yeah, John will be here next week. I'm looking forward to that. And if you can catch him tomorrow night, he'll be opening along with the rest of the band. Two-Bit Steve is the name of that project. And they'll be opening for Pokey Lafarge tomorrow night at the Blue Note. So if you got nothing planned for tomorrow night, that's going to be a great one. Okay, let's see. What else do we got going? That's Blue Note. That's Rose. At the General Store out there in my neck of the woods, you've got the Boone Howlers tonight, which is a lot of fun, and Marcella's Ghost. Anybody familiar with Marcella's Ghost?
I've heard of them having played at the General Store before, but I don't know them.
Like, yeah, I keep hearing that name. I think that's someone that we want to get out and see. So again, Boone Howlers tonight, Marcella's Ghost tomorrow at the Roachport Store. Down at Catfish Katie's, you've got the A-Frame Sextet live. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be playing in that.
Is that right?
Yes.
Cool. Lucas down there, you'll be playing sax?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that project.
That's just that's a group of students that all took lessons from Lloyd Warden, and we've been playing together for like close to a couple of years now, and we put together a band, and we're playing, you know, jazz, funk, soul, all stuff along that lines, and we're gonna be playing 1 p.m. Catfish Katie's this Saturday.
All right, so that's tomorrow, Catfish Katie's, and you can catch the A-Frame Sextet. Okay, so out of the six pieces, what do you got?
Oh, we got trumpet, vocals, saxophone, bass, drums, and then a keyboard.
Awesome. All right, and all people you've been playing now with for a couple years.
Yeah.
I bet you it's tight.
Yeah, it is.
Luca can play the sax, people. You heard him play some drums a little bit on that Blackwater track earlier today, but he's a hell of a saxophonist,
Thank
too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of that, we'll do one more thing here and say what's happening. Oh, actually, at the Station House, then on Sunday, you got Jared Turner, which kind of some nice singer-songwriter blues stuff. And what else? Let's see. At Cafe Berlin, I think they're dark this weekend. Yeah, nothing going on there. Until One Mic, which is November 7th, a few days from now, okay? All right, so let's take a break here, and we're going to hear another one from Blackwater. This one is called Where Do You Put Your Love? Another good song from the band coming out of Mid-Missouri here. You know, I don't like how this SoundCloud thing plays stuff automatically at the end of the song. It should stop and then wait till I restart the thing. But at any rate, this is Where You Put Your Love from Blackwater. And once again, you can hear these guys all Wednesday, November the 7th, down at Rose Music Hall. Okay? And it's Mike. You're listening to Radio Orbit, KOPN Columbia. No, it's not Radio Orbit. It's Open Mic Radio.
I love the way you swing and sway. With no effort, girl, you've caught me in your fray. I wanna get close to you, but you just slip away. With no effort, girl, you make me fall apart. Now honey, they make me go insane. Cause you're the devil to me and I don't know what's the game. You used to give me butterflies, now all I've got is pain. What I think I know now is nothing can be the same. So tell me, where do you put your love? Where do you put your, where do you put your, where do you put your love? Oh, where do you put your, where do you put your love? Where do you put your, where do you put your, where do you put your love? It seems like yesterday. Cause you're the devil to me and I don't know what's the game. You used to give me butterflies, now all I've got is pain. But I think I know now, cause love is a game. Caught me in your frame. And I wanna get close to you, but you just slip away. But I think I know now, you make me fall apart. Oh, tell me, where do you put your love? Where do you put your, where do you put your, where do you put your love? Oh, where do you put your, where do you put your love? Thank you.
Once again, that's Blackwater, and you're listening to it here on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio. We do this every Friday. We bring in local regional musicians and talk about their music and their bands and play some of their music. And today I'm lucky enough to have a couple of the guys from Blackwater and one of the gentlemen from The Adaptation. We had Ben call in from The Sweaters, and you can see all these guys on Wednesday night at Rose Music Hall for the Hickman Academy of Rock Showcase. It's going to be a great show, and I'll see you down there, okay? Also, Luke is playing tomorrow with the Sextet down there at, where's it, Catfish Katie's,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So, yeah, lots of great stuff happening this weekend. Let's talk a little bit more about bands. Karen, what do you got planned for the future? You're going to be recording? You said you're planning on going on tour this summer.
We have coming up the next shows, November 7th at Rose, November 24th at Cafe Berlin, right. December 28th at the Blue Note.
The Blue Note, that's a great show.
And then January 4th, the Rock Bottom Room, and maybe the 6th at Cafe Berlin, too.
What's the Rock Bottom Room?
It's like an underground venue, but like this guy runs it out of his apartment or his house, and we played there once before. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, we're playing those shows, and we're recording our new album. We've played
Is that
all
Nate's place? Is his name Nate? They do a lot of heavy metal stuff there?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I know the guy. Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. Very independent little venue there.
And then we've been working on all of our new songs, and they sound a lot better than the old ones, I think. Well, they're different. They're
that's
more...
That's the idea.
Yeah, right? They're more, like, thought out, I guess, and we have more people playing, so... we're going to be recording that soon and then putting that out. So.
All right. And I think you mentioned you were going to do some recording down there at Central Cellar with Will Reed.
Yeah, I've been thinking about going down there. I've been talking with him quite a bit about recording stuff, and because I've known him for a long time. And he said he's been giving me a lot of advice, and I was like, I might as well just go over to him and do it.
So. Yeah, no, he's great. There are a lot of the local guys that I'm friends with have recorded a lot of their stuff with Will. He's very, very good.
Yeah, it's either that or recording it on the 4-track again, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's some art to that as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There have been some great things recorded on very low-tech equipment over the years. Now, with regard to Will, one of these days I got to get him down here, actually. I've talked to so many of the people that he records. Mm-hmm. We should get him down here to the studio one day and have a talk with him. He's probably has some really good insights into the local music
definitely.
Scene, you know?
Yeah, he's your
man. All right, so Will, if you're out there, I'm going to hit you up, and we're going to get you down here on the radio sometime. All right, Eli and Luca, what about you guys? What do you got planned for Blackwater?
November 7th, Rose.
Yeah.
And November 17th, we are playing at Cafe Berlin.
Okay. Is that the same show with these guys?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so. It is.
All right,
yeah,
so again, Adaptation and Blackwater and whoever else will be the 17th down at the Cafe Berlin.
And then we have a gig on December 21st.
Yeah, we got a lot of December gigs coming up.
Yeah, that's at the bridge, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, did I say that one?
I
don't think you mentioned it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, December 21st. I'm going to...
At the bridge, yeah. And then I think we have a gig on, like, December 8th.
December 8th, yeah, we're playing that too.
Yeah, then we are maybe going to play up in Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
On December 14th. We have a friend who goes to Mount Vernon, or Cornell College in Mount Vernon, and they were talking to us about maybe playing a gig up there. So
okay.
That would be pretty cool. All just because we've never really gone out of the state for a gig before.
Right.
So I think that would be kind of cool. And then other than that, we're going to be working more on our EP that will be recorded with Will Reeves, actually. And I think we're going back in on November 16th, so the day before our gig at Cafe Berlin. So hopefully we'll get that released sometime before Christmas.
Just got to put the finishing touches on it, or what?
Pretty much, yeah. Just like some solos and some backing vocals. And like
a little touch-ups, some adding some stuff in, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
That really is it. And then after that, I think it's just like mixing and mastering, and then I think it'll be ready.
Okay. Yep. All right. For the people who aren't familiar with the rest of the band, we've got Seth, who plays guitar for you guys. He's not here. And who else is in the band?
Bradley, he plays keyboards, and he's our lead vocalist.
That's right. So the four of you make up the band primarily.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think we're going to play one by The Adaptation here. Kyron, this one's called High School, right?
Yeah.
All right, this one's called High School. And again, this is the adaptation. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio. We'll be back in a few more minutes. We got about 10 minutes left after that. Probably say goodbye to these guys and play a couple songs on the way out. But we'll be back in just a few minutes with Kyron and Luca and Eli. And it's Mike. You listen to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Another nice one there from the adaptation. That one's called High School. And my guests in the studio today are skipping out of it, which I love. I'll say it again, in true school of rock fashion, one of my favorite movies. All right, so Luca, Eli, Kyron, appreciate you guys coming down.
Thank you.
Man, we appreciate you.
Yeah,
no worries. And
everyone, too.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys on Wednesday at Rose Music Hall. What time do things get going on Wednesday?
I think it's like 6:30.
Yeah, it should be around then.
Probably doors 6:30, something like that. I imagine music around 7 o'clock
in the evening.
Okay, so yeah, if you got if you got the gumption, get on down there next Wednesday. And also a lot of great stuff going on this weekend. And you can see Luca and the sextet down at Catfish Katie's tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, everybody. That's Blackwater and the Adaptation. And we also had a phone call from Ben from the Sweaters. We're going to play one more from the Sweaters here in a minute. And we'll probably close out with another Blackwater tune before we turn the microphone over to Miss Monica Palmer, who will be taking over at 10 o'clock and doing a program that's called Speaking of the Arts. Normally, that is run and produced by Diana Moxon, my partner and pal, but she's off traveling or something. I'm not sure exactly where she's at. So Monica is going to do the show today, and I'm sure it'll be a good one. All right. In the meantime, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We're going to hear one from the Sweaters, and this one is called Self-Absorbed, I Love You. All right, it's Mike, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. It's Open Mic Radio.
I love you. I love you. You know that I do. When I say that I did, I hate snake, you hate kid, and I'll say it again. The same, something the same. I miss you.
That's one from that's the Sweaters, and that's called Self-Absorbed. And good stuff coming out of Columbia and this bunch of young musicians. I'm looking forward to that show Wednesday, November the 7th at Rose Music Hall. All right, we've got about 4 minutes left in the program. I'm going to close out with one from Blackwater here. But I will say that next week you should join me for the program, 9 o'clock next Friday, as usual. I'll be here, and John Galbraith will be my guest of the John Galbraith 3. And I think the rest of the band, I don't know if the whole band will be here, but at any rate, hopefully John and the rest of the guys can bring their instruments as well. But anyway, John Galbraith next week, and he has a fantastic new record, and you can visit the album release party next Saturday at Rose. And John will be here Friday morning, though, and we'll be talking about the show and playing some music and stuff like that. And I will say that the opening act, or one of the opening acts for the John Galbraith 3 next Saturday, is my favorite, Ray Fitzgerald. And there's another band that's called They're called Saint Gnome, and I'm not familiar, but John says they're real good. So we've got a bunch of great music coming up in the next few weeks, like we always do here in Columbia. And until then, enjoy yourselves, stay cool, and enjoy the weekend. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, and this is one that was recorded here a few months ago with the band Blackwater, and it's called, I think it's called The Ballad of the Duck. And you're hearing it right now on KOPN Columbia.
I've been thinking it every day that life is nothing good. And as soon as it's going my way, well, I'll be grand old. But I still hope and pray that something's gonna change. And the way she's looking at me, well, the day could be that day. I still hope and pray that. That today's my day, and she's looking my way, and I need some hoping. A lot less of moaning and moping. Something's got change. I see you walking on over here, my heart starts beating fast. Cause baby, all I need is a love that's gonna last. You could be my answered prayer, cause I'm loving that golden hair. So bring that song over here, baby, can you take me there? I still hoping, hoping, praying that it is my day. She's looking my way, and need some hoping. A lot less of moaning and mopping. Something's got changed. I need hoping, hoping, praying for my poor wasting. She's looking my way, and need some hoping. A lot less of moaning and mopping. Got you.